Currently, we have received the report from our members that they kindly access their workplaces, mostly in the rural areas where the Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe is administratively active due to the floods. And at the same time, they've also received the reports from their various waiting stations, where some of our members are teaching in the remotest areas where there hasn't been enough accommodation in schools, and possibly the standard of the accommodation is not suitable for human habitation. They are living in almost squatter settlements, shanties. I'm making reference to those areas that were previously used as farmhouses, which have been converted to schools. There hasn't been enough accommodation, and with this weather pattern, they can't be accommodated.
Which areas are most affected?
Matola and West, where currently 11 lives and the valuable properties have been destroyed in Matola and Central and the isolated parts in Manikgan and the provinces. This has been an issue that we have been consistently raising through the our employer and lobbying again through some developmental partners that there is an urgent need to look into the issues. The working and living conditions of the rural teachers is an issue that we have been saying time and again that their welfare has been neglected for quite some time. And this is the issue that we are actually currently engaging with the government.